to my left is Panthers coach Nick Landgraf. West Bend Mallard, Nick, twice they go on 14-0 runs. You guys trail by as many as 14 points in the second half, but you guys showed some fight, came back, and what an offensive explosion in that second half.
Well, and it was. It was a tale of two halves. You talk about our struggles first half. We were trying to force the issue too much, just dribble, penetrate, and get shots in the paint. But problem was we were shooting on two and three guys, and we weren't being patient whatsoever offensively. Defensively, we tried a couple of different things. Our 1-3-1, we were concerned about Dahlhauser, obviously, and he wasn't able to get any good looks early on in our stack defense, but when we went to 1-3-1, we didn't rotate well. He got two quick threes out of it, and we had to try something different. We went straight man second half, and we've been struggling a bit recently the last several games on teams shooting a high percentage against us, giving up too many points in a game. You know, again tonight, I think West Bend had 37 points. They averaged 40 on the year. We were not doing a good job defensively, and it was a matter of taking pride in our defense, and we did a much better job second half. We struggled a bit there right off the bat in the third quarter. They started to extend that lead, but we finally buckled down and got some scores in transition that helped kind of pick things up on the offensive end as well, got us some confidence.
Yeah, defense led to offense as Eric got a breakaway or two, and he talked about your defensive adjustments. They had five threes in the first half, but only one the rest of the way.
Yeah, we did a great job on Dahlhauser overall when we were matched up. You got two looks in that 1-3-1, like I said. I think he got open for a third off of maybe an inbounds where he ran off a staggered double screen. Tried fighting through, just got hung up. So I was very pleased with our effort on him. I don't know what he finished with. Banward, I know, was an absolute horse inside, and we knew
29.
That coming in. He had a heck of a game, and he is a handful inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so, he's actually developed a pretty good mid-range game, too. I know early on when Eric was on him, he gave up a couple of long twos to him on the baseline, and he looks at me, and I said, you know, give it to him. That's not something we've seen out of him before, but he showed
yeah, he
the ability
down
to consistently hit it, so
yeah.
We had to respect it.
Mm-hmm. Well, after you guys took the lead back at 45-44 late in the third quarter, able to maintain it, Rathiak came up and made some plays, hit some free throws, guys stepping up the line. Connor Karstens, too, I remember, made a big play, put back off. It was a missed free throw, I forget, but that was a big play there down the stretch.
Yeah, he's worked on his technique at the free throw line. He's got a pretty tight spin move that gets him in position, and then ball just bounced his way, had great position for the putback.
Mm-hmm. So you led by as many as seven there late in the fourth quarter, but West Bend Mallard hung around till the final seconds, but you put it away, making free throws, enough of them. Is this one you feel you really needed here last week of the regular season? Got a solid East Sac team coming up on Friday who you played with in the first game, despite what the final score said, but needed to get some mojo back.
Exactly, Ryan. And, yeah, I would say this was a must-win game, and the way we came out, it didn't look like that. I mean, we were just very lethargic, very tentative, and we've had a number of tough opponents. You go back to Sioux Central Saturday, that's a game that, you know, we felt we could compete in. When you go 10-22 from the free throw line, they go 23-29. I mean, that was the difference of that game. We've had some opportunities where we thought we could compete with teams better than we did, unfortunately. So, yes, this was a confidence builder going into districts next week.
Great one tonight, Coach. Thanks for stopping over, and good luck Friday.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.